Hello everyone, welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. In this week's episode, I'm sharing a few posts and podcast episodes from other artists that have helped me to get back on track after a bit of a slump in my creative practice. They say a problem shared is a problem halved, and I certainly have to agree with that. I've been taking a lot of comfort from other artists in the community, and I wanted to share some of that comfort and support with you. In this episode, Richie and I also reflect on this season of the podcast and talk about the positives that have come out of 2021 so far, along with our plans for the future. We hope you enjoy the conversation, and if you want to find out more about any of the things that I mention, you can look up the show notes at laurahornart.com/thepodcast/127.
Hello, Laura. How are you going?
I'm very good. I'm actually feeling a really lovely feeling today. I'm trying to put it into words, but I don't know how to describe it. But I'm feeling peaceful, energized, and uplifted all at once. And a big part of that is because I have seen quite a few things, had messages, things that have been out there in the artist community over the last week or two that have made a big difference and helped me to, I guess, what would you say, get back on track after a wee bit of a slump. It wasn't a huge one, and I do want to say to people that you don't need to worry. Like, I'm not I'm not struggling big time, but I just had a bit of a moment a couple of weeks ago, and we chatted on the podcast about feeling like I was doing too much admin and business stuff to the point where I wasn't painting. And I was beginning to get all the self-doubt that comes with that. And I had to do a bit of soul searching, figure out ways that I could get back to feeling good. And I think it's interesting that you ask me at the beginning of a podcast, like, how am I feeling or how am I going? And that we always start with a bit of a check-in, which is a good thing to do, isn't it? It's like to look at, like, how am I feeling today? Is something feeling like it's getting out of alignment, or am I in a good place?
That's the great thing about working for yourself, is before I would be working on a building site, I'd open up and I'd see people and I'd walk up and I'd say, "Oh, hey, John, how you going?" With absolutely no intention of sticking around to find out how he's actually going. But now over the last 3 years, when I say to somebody, "Hey, how you going?" I have the time and I want to know how they're getting on, you know? So when we start this podcast, I don't start it because it's kind of like a catchphrase or something to do. I just think when I ask the question, it's like the listeners are saying, "I wonder how she is going."
And it's interesting because it changes from week to week. Like, you can hear sometimes when I'm in a bit of a flustered phase, or when I'm feeling nice and relaxed and I've had some downtime. But I'm curious, do you check in with yourself as to how you are feeling? Like, do you have a way that you kind of go, where am I at the moment?
Yes, I do check in. I check in every single day. I do the usual pat down, you know, two legs, two arms, and then I get out of bed. And when I get out of bed, I just say to myself, you know, is today going to be a good day or is today going to be a great day? And I just take it from there. I just try my best to have a good day, because I can easily lose it. You know, if Asher can't find his shoes first thing in the morning, that's my day off to a bad start. If I'm beeping in traffic, my day is off to a bad start. But if I consciously tell myself today will be a good day or a great day, I can relax.
Do you ever think about how you can make a good day a great day? Like, do you ever think about that as you're making that statement to yourself? Is there something I can do to shift it from good to great?
Yeah, start with great. So when you get up, say today will be a great day. And then anything that interrupts you one way or another, just it'll take you down to a good day. You know, life will be difficult. Even on its best days, life is difficult. So yeah, you just have to take the ups and the downs. But yeah, try and get out there and give the day a good crack.
Well, over the last couple of weeks, I have noticed a few things. So there've been a couple of posts, messages that have made a big difference to me. So I want to spend some time giving a bit of a shout out to a few people in the artist community that have helped me enormously to get back to a place where I am making more art and slowing down and checking in with myself and having more of those great days.
Mm-hmm.
So firstly, I want to start with our review of the week because it started here. This message came through from Mary Price, who is known over on Instagram as Artist in the Shed. Mary has been on our podcast, so I know Mary well, and she left this message. I felt quite sad, Laura, listening to you on the podcast this week when you talked about the frustrations of finding time to set aside to paint. There I was, happily painting away in my studio while listening to you, one of the most inspirational artists who shares so much. Laura, you are such a talented painter, as well as being a total inspiration through the podcast, but you need to feed your practice. You know this already, as is evident from what you and Richie talked about. Your audience will happily wait for you. None of us is going anywhere, and you will need to keep painting so you develop new gems of wisdom to share with us all. Good luck with the licensing series you talked about. Really looking forward to seeing what you create. Love the podcast. It's my favorite, and I often listen as I paint and enjoy all the fun conversations you and Richie share. So that's where it started, and I want to thank Mary from the bottom of my heart for that message because it hit me where it mattered, because it reminded me that, yes, I need to feed my practice and I won't be able to be of service to this community if I don't, because that's where all the gems come from. That's where all the talking points and conversations that we have and the ideas of things that we can create, it all comes from that. And we often talk about that. Like, I'll say to you, hang on a minute here. I need some studio time, because without studio time, there is no podcast. Mm-hmm. There is no art. There's no classes. There's no bits and pieces, because that's where it starts. So that message really hit home, and straight away I went, you know, into my studio and I started making art, but also looking at what changes I needed to make in order to clear the schedule and find more time for art making.
Well, you've mentioned two things that are very, very important. You asked me, how do I go from having a good day to a great day? You mentioned looking inside yourself, and you also mentioned being of service. Go out and help somebody. Your day will get exponentially better. And you're in an awesome position to do that.
Yeah, and I'm so happy you mentioned that, because that's another thing that I've been thinking a lot about lately. And it came up for me when I was finding that I was comparing myself to other artists. So I was in this negative spiral, wasn't making art, and then I'd see things on Instagram, spending too much time on Instagram, which of course means you're not making art because you're getting caught up in that vortex. And then on Instagram, I'd see other people making art, and then I would be like jealous or envious and start going, oh, well, I'm not making art. I'm not a real artist. And you can see where that all goes. And what I realized was that I need to get back to not only making art, but also just doing the things that feel like I am helping and contributing rather than being negative. And what I mean by that is sharing helpful things on the podcast, like shout outs to other people that are inspiring me, having guests on our podcast that I feel will provide wisdom beyond what we could ever contribute, and things like that, and providing service to the community, because that's what gets me back to feeling really great. But to get back to what Mary said, which is a very important point, is that in order for me to be of service, I need to have my personal practice, my art practice. So it's a little bit like putting on your mask on an aeroplane before you put on your child's mask, that kind of idea that you do need to look after yourself and your creativity first, and that enables you then to be of service. And then you're having all these sparks in the studio, and it's natural then to want to share what discoveries you've made or learned, and that leads into providing value and service. So a big thank you to Mary. So Mary started this process for me. And then once I was back in the studio, I realized that it had been a long time since I'd listened to any art podcasts. And you'll know from listening to this podcast, for our listeners that are regulars, that I don't listen to art podcasts on a regular basis. And sometimes that's because so much of my world is filled up with art stuff that I want a bit of a breather and I like listening to something quite different. But I was beginning to feel disconnected from the art world. Not painting, not listening to art podcasts. I'd withdrawn a bit from Instagram, which was a good thing, but I was feeling a little bit kind of...
disconnected.
Yeah, lonely, and I was craving community. So I decided to listen to a podcast, and the podcast had popped up somewhere. I'd seen the name of it and it just felt like it was the right one that I needed to listen to. So the podcast was called, I've written down the name, Dealing with Overwhelm and Making Time for Art. So you can see that the title was very appropriate, and it was created by the ladies at Art Juice, who I absolutely adore, Louise Fletcher and Alice Sheridan. And it'd been a while since I'd listened to one of their podcasts, and I popped it on, and it was really funny because the beginning of the podcast, they actually mentioned me in the podcast and I didn't realize. So here I am listening to a podcast, first time in a long time, and my name pops up. And it was a really lovely feeling. And Alice said to me, oh yeah, we probably should have mentioned that to you, but I was so glad that they didn't, because it was a surprise to hear them chatting. And they were talking about the subject of overwhelm and how it has come up in their creative lives. And I felt comforted. I felt like, well, this doesn't just happen to me. This happens to many of us. And there are seasons of feeling flustered and busy and like you have too much on your plate. And then there are other seasons when you have more time to paint. But one thing that did come through was the importance of prioritizing your painting, even when you are in that busy admin season. And Alice talked about if you are getting a 50-50 split, you're doing pretty well. And that felt kind of attainable to me, like 50% of your time making art, 50% of your time doing the things that come with having an art business. That seems attainable, but I'm not at that point at the moment. I feel like my balance has got off, like I'm spending 70% of the time doing other things and 30% of the time making art.
I was going to say 90-10.
Okay. Maybe. The last few weeks, it certainly has felt like that. And I found this episode incredibly helpful. So if you have been struggling with this kind of thing, take a listen. It really left me feeling inspired, but also like I'm not alone in this challenge. And I also wanted to mention another episode that I listened to from Susan Nethercote, and the episode was called Comparisonitis and the Hungry Ghost. Suze talks about that feeling of comparison and how it can lead you to like pushing really hard in your art business, because you see all these different things, like someone's coming up with a new course, or they're releasing a series, or they are having an exhibition or running a workshop, and you see all these things and you feel like you need to just be doing them all. The pressure to perform from a business point of view. And one of the things that Suze talked about was planning to have more dedicated periods of painting in your yearly rhythm and budgeting for that. So actually looking at your finances, doing something that provides a profit so that you can put that aside and then kind of breathe easy for a few weeks or a month or so while you focus on your craft. So I thought that was an interesting point, that sometimes you need to balance the two, because you can feel like you need to always be doing things that are bringing in the income. And that sometimes means you don't have that uninterrupted time to create.
Yeah, I love that word, comparisonitis. That's a really good word. But yeah, getting back to the income side of things, you build up the courage eventually to leave your job, which takes all sorts of courage, and it can take years to do it. And then you eventually do it and you get into business and you're doing what you love only to be trapped again by doing the business side of things and not doing the painting. You may as well be in an office somewhere. Do you know what I mean? You're not doing what you love. So you just got to be very careful there, because it's an easy trap to fall into. You know, we need money, the shopping, the mortgage, the car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're losing that spark you had when you had the courage to leave your job, and then you're trapped inside your own business. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And it's something that has definitely crossed my mind from time to time when things have felt out of whack, and I'll be like, I may as well just get a job if this is what I'm doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good reminder to take a look at things and make changes to support the creative side of your business.
Absolutely.
So there's one, nope, there's two other things that I want to mention. And I feel like these were all signs from the universe.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in it. So synchronicity, is that what they call it?
Yeah, and I'll link all these things too in the show notes. So I also came across an Instagram post by Emily McDowell, and she's over on Instagram as Emily on Life. And I included this and also the podcast episodes that I mentioned in the newsletter that I sent out yesterday, but I wanted to cover off on them on the podcast as well. This Instagram post was about Instagram and how the number of followers and success you have on Instagram doesn't necessarily mean that you are a good painter or a good artist, and that there is an element of people being good at Instagram. And also that creative work requires quiet time away from that pressure to post and share everything. This hit home a bit, because we did a podcast a while ago about standing out from the crowd and why we thought that some artists stood out. I don't know that we mentioned this, and it is a good point that there are some people that are good at Instagram. Like, that's where their skills are.
I'm quite sure I could go back to the podcasts and find at least 5 episodes where I speak about photographers not shooting for themselves. They're shooting for Instagram. Their editing process, their cropping process, their subject matter. It's just all for Instagram.
I know that you've mentioned that a few times. And I was just thinking, like, one of the reasons this really hit home for me was because I did begin to question a bit myself whether, am I one of those artists that's just good at Instagram? And combine this with the fact that I hadn't been doing much painting. Mm-hmm. And I started going,
It's amazing how negative thoughts attract negative thoughts. You see this post, and rather than seeing the positive side of it, you're straight on to the, she's talking about me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there was that part of it. But then she talked about the value of doing some work behind the scenes. And that's what I have been doing. I've been making art, and I haven't been sharing so much of it on social media. I've been letting it percolate a little bit. And I read that and I thought, you know, I feel quite good about that, stepping away and doing the work and getting back to my art. So I kind of, yeah, I went negative and then I sort of switched into a more positive thinking with it. It's a wonderful post. I highly recommend reading it. It brings up all sorts of interesting questions around Instagram and artistic talent and the time that you spend on there. So it's well worth looking at. And this post ties in really well with a series that we're looking at running on the podcast in the next season. I should say that this is actually the last episode of this season. We'll get onto that in a minute. Mm-hmm. We are wrapping things up for a few weeks, but we'll let you know more about that at the end of the podcast. But one of the reasons that we are taking a break is because I want to spend some time getting ready for the next season, and we will be interviewing artists that have smaller followings on Instagram but are achieving success through other methods or ways. And that could be through having a very successful print shop, licensing their work, or areas that they focus on that aren't as visible on social media.
So basically the complete opposite to what we were just talking about. So people who look successful on Instagram but aren't.
Yeah.
But we're going to be talking to people who don't look successful on Instagram but are very successful.
Exactly. So that's my little project at the moment. I'm very excited about it. And reading this post made me feel so passionate about this idea.
Are you going to touch on what their idea of success is?
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. We'll be talking about what their idea of success is and then how they go about achieving that success. We'll touch on their relationship with Instagram, how important it is to their business, or whether or not part of their success is actually dependent on not being swept up in Instagram and going down that rabbit hole.
Sounds like my kind of podcast.
So it's going to be very interesting, and I'm beginning to look at artists that I'll be interviewing for that series. So interviews will be back. This last season has just been you and me. We like to mix it up, but next season will definitely be more on the interview side of things. And finally, I want to give a shout out to Tamara Laporte. And some of you might know Tamara. In fact, many of you will know Tamara from the creation of Lifebook. Do you remember Lifebook?
Yeah.
So I was a teacher on Lifebook quite a few years ago, and that's how I got to know Tamara. Tamara popped up a Facebook post the other day, and it had the caption, "What is not wrong? Pay attention to that." And it was just a way of saying, flip things and look at what is working well for you at the moment, rather than looking at what haven't you done. And this was a reminder I needed to get back to, hey, hang on a minute, we've done some really great work over the last few months. You are doing good things, and there is a lot to be appreciative of as well. So this was something that I gravitated towards, and I spent a little bit of time just thinking about what have we done over the last season and celebrating it. And I wanted to mention a few of our highlights and a bit of a recap of this season of the podcast, and then finish up this conversation talking about some of the things that we'll be doing next season. And I encourage everyone to do a similar process, because we are 3 months into the year, and it's a good time to just look at what you have done. Take a moment and go, hey, what did I get done? Did I revamp my website? Did I release a series of art or prints or something like that? Or did I get my well-being in order, you know, start doing some regular walks and things like that? It reminds me of that sandwich. Do you remember the people would talk about how to give feedback? And it would be like, give someone a positive, whack in a negative, and then finish off with a positive.
Yeah, do that to yourself.
So I wanted to mention a couple of things that happened that I feel very happy about. So we managed to release a vlog, only one vlog, but we had been chatting on the podcast about getting back into some more casual kind of videos. And we did do one around setting up my studio space in our new home. And I loved that video. I loved creating it. I do want to create more when we can, but we mentioned that it would be a sporadic kind of thing when inspiration strikes. We had a sketchbook series on the podcast, two episodes. One was around overcoming sketchbook anxiety, and the other one was all about sketchbook supplies. They were a big hit this season and our two most listened to episodes. And they also provided the spark for what ended up being a free challenge that we ran, the Creative Elements Challenge. And that was hugely successful as well. So when I looked back and I realized, hey, we did this and we did this, I started to feel a lot better about everything. We also relaunched Modern Mixed Media, our six-week e-course, and we are into week five of that at the moment with the participants from that second group, and it's been amazing. So good. So good. I'm excited to be able to run it again. We were thinking that we would run it again next year, but we have quite a big wait list for that course, so we might be able to sneak in a session towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
I think we will be able to. So if you do want to join in on that six-week e-course, make sure you add your name to the list. And you can do that over at laurahornart.com/modern-mixed-media. Just recently, we released a little mini bundle, two classes that we created some time ago, but we were able to package them up and release them as a very affordable course. This one is focused on creating watercolor abstracts inspired by nature. And I'll so if you head on over to the website, you can find out more about that bundle. It includes two classes, Simply Slow and Stepping Stones. Oh, I just remembered one more cool thing that happened this season. You created a solo episode, your first solo, and then you came back for more.
Came back for more.
Okay, I asked you. Begged you.
Told me.
But just the other week, was it last week? Yeah, it was last week. You did an episode around how to make a time-lapse video, and it included a very helpful video on YouTube that you can watch to see what you did. And we've received wonderful feedback on that, so much so that we are considering creating a course, an online course focused on how to create video content for artists.
Yeah, it would be more in-depth and would require financial investment to set up a space where you could work and film your art morning, noon or night, whenever the time suited you.
So this is a more of an advanced kind of setup.
Yeah, but you still, as a hobby artist or, you know, as an advanced artist, you know, you may be saying to yourself, I'd like to put more stuff out there. But I just, you know, when I film or when I paint, the kids are in bed and it's dark outside, or I've got no windows in my room, you know, and I'm struggling to film anything. And the good thing about an in-depth course like that is it teaches you the fundamentals of filming. So once you do a course like that, you can then decide, you have the skill to decide what light do you invest your money in. Do you need an expensive camera or a less expensive camera? That kind of stuff, you know. So you're not telling people what to do and how to do it. You're telling them the process and the reasons why we do things, which then gives them the skill and the knowledge to make those decisions for themselves.
And it will allow people to take their video content to the next level. Yeah. So if they wanted to create online classes and things like that, it'd be more at that level. Mm-hmm. But it would span right from creating wonderful little videos for social media through to if you wanted to do online tutorials or things like that. So a much more in-depth kind of offering, but it is something that would require us to invest time, and it's not an easy thing necessarily to put together. So we wanted to gauge the interest for it first before we make any commitment to creating this course, because we're not sure like what the demand is, because everything else that we've ever released has been focused on painting. We have never created a course around more of a business behind the scenes kind of topic. It's something that we've thought about for a long time, and who knows, this could be the beginning of a little business suite of courses. We've certainly had requests for it, for things like how to photograph your art, even organizational things or social media and that kind of stuff. But it's been something we've been a little bit hesitant around as well. So we're still feeling it out. But we do have a register your interest page for the course. So you can head over to laurahornart.com/video-for-artists if you do want to express your interest in that kind of course. That would be very helpful for us to see if it's something worth doing. That's pretty much the summary of what's been going on this season for the podcast. We are going to take a break now until the end of April. So we'll be back on, I think it's the 4th of May, we'll be back. And one of the reasons that we are doing this is because I want to have a dedicated painting period. So I will be feeding my practice. Thank you very much, Mary. Yes. So I will be spending a lot of time in the studio over the next month. Also, we do have school holidays, Easter, a couple of visitors, friends coming over, and some home renovations going on. So, you know, there's a bit.
That's good.
There's a bit happening. So what I'm planning on doing is packing up some of my art supplies from my home studio, bringing them back to this studio, which is our offsite studio, so that I can camp out here.
Get more plants.
Yeah, I'm going to go via the plant shop. So I've been spending a lot of time at home, mainly because we moved into our new home a few months ago, and it's been all very exciting. And I've been doing decorating, and people have probably seen a bit on my Instagram stories where I've been sharing that. It's been a little bit distracting, I will say. So I've decided to spend some time here because the kids will be on holidays and you'll be home a bit more with the kids, and I'll be able to come here and get some quality painting hours in. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Do you reckon your mood around not completing a lot of paintings, do you reckon your mood was around the fact that maybe one day you just woke up and went, I've been spending so much time in this house, putting plants in here and buying rugs for over there and painting walls and making the house my own. And then you just went, I haven't done any work. I better get moving. And then it was kind of like a panic attack or something.
Yeah, I think there was an element of that as well. A bit of a wake up call. Yeah. Like, I've been spending a lot of time doing the sort of nesting in the new home. Mm. But it's time to get back to work, I think.
Yeah. A couple of dates as well. Let's go on a few dates. That's what I reckon.
Yeah. We also, yeah, we need to spend some time just doing some you and me stuff as well. Mm-hmm. So
it's my favorite stuff.
So that's April. So April's going to be a big painting kind of month for me. And then when we come back to the podcast in May, I will have also done some of those interviews. I'll be doing those during that period as well. And then we will be getting back into a class creation period. So for anyone who's hanging out for new online courses, you are going to have to wait a little bit. But I know that when I do spend a lot of time making art, that's when all the ideas for classes start to come through as well. And we discovered last year that we work really well in the winter. So we did a lot of our filming last year in the middle of the year when it's kind of cold and a bit miserable outside, and I'm not so distracted by plants and gardening and other things like that and catching up with people. For us, there's that period in the middle of the year where we seem to get a lot of work done. So that's usually around kind of May, June, July, that period. So that's when we will be doing a lot of filming and creating some new mini classes. And I think that's it, pretty much. I think that's what we're focusing on. Aside from the interviews in the podcast, I also want to have a handful of very practical episodes. There are a few things that we haven't covered yet in great detail on the podcast that I want to, and they are around things like pricing your artwork, packaging, setting up your online shop, and some of the nuts and bolts stuff with that. So we've had quite a few requests for us to go through some of that process, because not everyone has a podcast or runs online courses and things like that. A lot of people have an online shop where they sell their art and create prints, and I want to focus in on that area. So does that sound good?
Yeah, brilliant.
I'm saying that to you, but I'm kind of saying that to everyone out there as well. Yeah. I hope you are looking forward to hearing about all those things. And I want to wish everyone well. Over the next month or so, we won't be in your ear, but you can always go back to old episodes and catch up on interviews and things like that. We also have loads of cool stuff over on the website. If you want to watch old vlogs and things, you can head on over to laurahornart.com/resources. And I will be back on Instagram if you want to follow along with my painting, because I feel like while I will be doing a lot of focused art, that usually what happens is that I get very excited and I feel like I want to share stuff. So if you want to follow along with that, make sure you are following me over on Instagram at Laura Horn Art. So thanks again, everyone. I hope that you have a very happy Easter, and we'll see you again after our short break.